Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The New York Times, New York Post, rather, reported an incident from which Democrats can learn a lot. If the big cheat taught these clowns anything, it's that they lost millions of followers. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. I'm going to be talking about a marriage proposal in the context of politics, and you're not going to hear this story any other way. That's why you tuned in to me. Is because I figure out how to put things into perspective. So here's the thing. Trump got 16 million more votes than he did in the previous election. I think it's closer to 20 million. I think Trump got 80 million. They say he got 75. So 20, 21 mil. With a few million of these being Republicans who jumped back on the Trump train, you know, who had left the party, didn't trust Trump, whatever. But millions more were disgruntled Democrats. And Brandon Straka's walk-away movement, not that they needed Brandon, but he was a good Pied Piper. And it didn't hurt that he's LGBT. And I believe, by the way, many of the LGBT community are not even thinking as Democrats. They're sick of this nonsense the same way we are. Staunch conservatives, they just, you know, have sex differently than we do. But anyway, most of these people who left were Democrats. And I watched a video that I thought was a cautionary tale for the Democrats for 2022 and beyond. Because Democrats privately want to believe that their house is in order, but I suggest to them that publicly it is not. Welcome again to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. And in this example, this metaphor I'm giving you of politics, life imitating politics, there's a young guy who's at a baseball game, a minor league baseball game in Massachusetts, and the situation goes horribly wrong as this large crowd watches this guy propose to his girlfriend publicly, and she rejects him. I don't know if you guys saw the video. Did you guys see it? One of my producers saw it. So I want you just to see this. You know, the game's going on, and I think there's a break between the innings. It's tough to tell. And this guy's down on one knee, and this girl is like, got her hands up, not with excitement, but like, no, no, don't do it. It reminds me of the scene in Working Girl where Alec Baldwin asked Melanie Griffith, you know, you want me to do it here? Here? Okay, all right. Listen, I forget her name, but he goes, will you marry me? And she says, maybe. And he goes, maybe. And she says, if you want a different answer, ask a different girl. And he gets really upset. Now, keep in mind, he'd been caught with another woman, I mean, in the act, in the show, so he couldn't have expected that she was going to say yeah. But this guy, this dude, apparently believes that the time is right. I mean, he's got the box, he's down on bended knee, and his girlfriend not only raises her hand, and she's not excited at all. She's like, no, no, don't do it. She's even telling him, don't do it. Don't get, like, you can see she's like, get up. No, this isn't going to work. And eventually, she just kind of runs away and goes back up into the stands. But here's what's bad about it. The crowd is jeering at the guy. They're laughing at his misfortune. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, I sympathize with the guy. He obviously missed the signs in his relationship. And as a human, on a human element, I feel bad this guy publicly embarrassed himself. He probably had friends watching. He had somebody videotaping it because there's a videotape of it. But I'm going to tell you this. Like the crowd jeering this guy, I'm going to jeer the Democrats in 2022 when they get their butts handed to them all over this country. I will absolutely celebrate this. I will be like, yeah, man, look at what you did. So the befuddled girlfriend, these are the people, these are the Democrats being proposed to by their party in public. Privately, they think their relationship is awesome. Publicly, their girlfriends, or girlfriend in this case, the general public, the Democrats who they think support them, are befuddled. They're going, no, don't do it. You can hear her say, I have to go. And she bolts up the stairs, leaving that Gen Z kid alone on his bended knee. He finally gets up, he leaves the game, and he's clearly embarrassed. And as I said, this is a metaphor for Democrats. The only problem is there's no fake news involved. This kid didn't have anybody saying to his girlfriend, no, he's awesome. You want to marry him. Get the shot. Don't build the wall. Get a universal basic income. All this other stuff. No, none of that occurred. So he was left on his own, stranded out there looking like, oh, what are we going to do? Oh, my gosh. Trust me, people, listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, that empty feeling will occur again in 2022. And it will occur again in 2024. In every election going on from now on, Democrats are going to lose massive numbers of their base. And don't think that convincing black people to move away, convincing young people to move away, that's something we should stop doing. It isn't. We have to remind them of what the Democrats are doing. And like this young moron who missed all the signals, and he decided, I'm going to publicly embarrass myself and my girlfriend, the Democrats folks are missing all the signals. And the reason is they live in a world of delusion. Listen to any... We play clips every day, unaltered, where people talk... AOC talks about CRT, and she blames Republicans. Oh, they just keep talking about critical race theory. They want to separate and divide, whatever. They want to teach racism. Do you think that the Democrats are buying this? They know Republicans. Wu flu virus? I got some news for you on the Wu flu virus. It'll blow your mind. As always, I will be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Is now, and I give her, I'm genuinely complimenting her. That's okay, that's all right. That's all right. No, 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 no. Let him talk. No, let. Trump rally, let him holler. No one's paying attention.
That was Joe Biden getting heckled at a Terry McAuliffe rally. I believe it was in Virginia. I don't know what the guy was saying. Don't even care. But here's what I can tell you. Joe Biden goes out and he speaks in front of an audience larger than 100 people. He will get heckled. And if it weren't for the fatwa that the media has issued on Hunter, he'd get tough questions about his dealings. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson to you listening to. Democrats have massive problems. I've already talked to you. I use the metaphor of the marriage proposal. They're in a relationship that is completely jacked up, and they don't realize it. Their mate is not in love with them, doesn't even like them. Their mate wants to poison them, wants to put a pillow over their head when they sleep. But they don't get it. It is so funny. And so many shoes are about to befall these people. They don't get it. I'm just telling you. Look, I understand they've kept a pretty good lid on things as much as you can. But this country has survived worse than this. I know it doesn't seem like it. People are like, Kevin, this is the worst it's ever been. Look, I'm not going to disagree with you that in our lifetime this is pretty bad, but I'm going to tell you, when Hitler was taking over the world, I think people back in that period probably thought things were pretty grim too. When Japan bombed Pearl Harbor and so on and so, you get what I'm saying? It's a matter of perspective. Yes, I agree with you that the Democrats are so scurrilous, they are such skanks, they have no bounds to which they're willing to sink. But think about back in the day when there were people that were Nazi sympathizers. They agreed with Hitler. They wanted to capitulate. They wanted to give in. And we defeated them. Look at what all hope was lost in Britain with what was happening in Dunkirk as the Germans had surrounded the British army. We're going to destroy them. And Churchill said, no, we will never give up. And they did enough to survive. That is what is going on right now, metaphorically, here in the United States, folks. We are looking at every angle to survive. The only difference is our army is much larger than theirs. And our cause is certainly greater. It's a worldwide cause. So stick with it. Never give up. Never, never, never give up. Oh, man. This is so interesting to watch. And you might be saying, "Well, Kevin, what are we going to get them on?" I think the voter fraud issue is going to be a big deal. I think Biden, if you look at his polling, he's not doing very well. Let me give you. Let me give you the Biden town hall numbers because we have them finally. And here's what they said. CNN's Wednesday night town hall with Joe Biden in Ohio barely made a ripple in the cable news primetime ratings race as the network drew just over half the viewers of Fox News and finished a hair behind MSNBC. They had the so-called President of the United States on talking about all the critical issues of not only America but of the world, and they finished third place, half the viewers of Fox, who's also got some problems. But here's what it says. Deadline, citing Nielsen's ratings, reported that CNN pulled in an average of 1.46 million between 8 and 9:15 p.m. when Biden was on stage in Cincinnati. A 58% drop in viewership from the previous town hall with Biden this past February, which drew 3.5 million. Now, Donald Trump can draw 3.5 million if he went on YouTube right now and had an ad hoc discussion. Here's what they said. Over the same 75-minute period, Fox had 2.76 million viewers for Tucker's show and the first part of Hannity. The latter program featured a town hall with Florida Republicans, including Governor DeSantis, Marco Rubio, blah, blah, blah. So you can see those in the numbers. Here's another one. Biden's popularity. A new national telephone and online survey by Rasmussen finds that 51% of likely U.S. voters have at least a somewhat favorable opinion of Biden. This is a good poll for him, okay? 33% say very favorable, but 48% consider him unfavorable. 39% who have a very unfavorable. So when they measure very unfavorable versus very favorable, Biden is a negative 6. That's in a poll of
I'll put it into the context of all the other polls. It's a positive poll for Biden. If they really went out and they took a sampling of Americans and they asked legit, you could expect those numbers to double. His unfavorable would be probably somewhere between 10 to 12%. And he certainly doesn't have a plurality of people who like him. But they like playing these games. Because that's what leftism is. Leftism has to play these games because it has to satisfy itself. It doesn't believe it because it's not true. People see Biden for what he is. He's a puppet. And look, I'm going to make some parallels, and I'm going to use the Olympics here in a bit to talk about it. But I want to just explain to you this show, and as I do every show, leftism is spinning on itself, whether it's vaccinated versus unvaccinated, whether it's people who believe the Wu flu ruse, etc., which I'm going to talk a lot about that this particular show, whether it's about crime and people are sick of it, all of it. There is nothing you can point at to leftism and go, boy, now that's trending upward. Nothing. The economy, none of it. And it's the reason is it's all in chaos because it's all in conflict. You can't be pro-America, pro-building of this country as you're shutting it down, as you're letting people work for nothing, as you're letting people come in illegally. And I could go on. It doesn't even make common sense. But since when does that matter to leftists? They don't exhibit that. So those are Biden's numbers. His town hall, maybe you guys can give me the town hall when Trump did it somewhere and we can compare. But I don't even have to look. Trump commands an audience. You want to know what he's doing. You want to know where he's going. And I predict Trump will be upstaging Biden here shortly.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
New home sales fell sharply in June. Government figures showing sales of new homes dropping by 6.6% at the annual rate of 667,000 units last month. The median price of a new home sold in June was just under $362,000. A new report by Senate Republicans claims the Biden administration spent $2 billion to halt construction of former President Trump's border wall. This as the crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border continues. Republican Senator John Kennedy tells Fox and Friends,
there's a reason that there's a border wall between North and South Korea. There's a reason that France has a border wall in Bulgaria and Morocco. Okay. Border walls work. And we've had a border wall for 30 years in America. Every president since then has supported it.
This is USA Radio News. Republicans on Capitol Hill are pressing President Biden to push China regarding the origins of COVID-19.
Finding the true cause of COVID-19 is the only way to be stronger from the pandemic. Iowa Congresswoman Marionette Miller Meeks tells Fox News, now is the time for President Biden to put pressure on stonewalling China.
President Biden has an opportunity also to bring other countries and bring allies on board and the international community on board to ask for an investigation and information from the laboratory that we do not have, because this is important. It's important for public health, not only here in the United States, but also abroad.
China officials are adamant the virus started in the wild and not the Wuhan lab being eyed by American scientists. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A caravan of protesters from South Florida is rallying for Cuban freedom on Monday. The group making its way to Washington, D.C. after protests broke out in Cuba earlier this month. You're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Donald Trump held a rally in Arizona. Well, I don't know if it was his. It was sponsored by Turning Point USA. But Trump was the draw, needless to say. My friends were, Kevin, are you going? I didn't even know about it. Man, I'm so out of the loop. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to at KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Hey, thanks to you guys who are buying the White Guilt Forgiveness card. You can get it at the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/sale, S-A-L-E. And we had a bunch of people get this card, and we ask you to send it to us. You know, just let us know you got it. Anything you get from us, merch, whatever, we'll feature it on the website. We love showcasing our fans. That's if you want us to show it. Anyway, appreciate you doing that because that supports what we do, all the efforts that we make. And, you know, I'm not out buying McLarens and Bugattis and Lamborghinis. I live very modestly. We put the money that you guys give us back into this organization. It's really that simple. And we're getting better in terms of finding the people that want to support us and really making sure we keep in touch with you, because you're the reason we do this. I mean, I think most of you know that if I wanted to go out and get a regular job, I could do okay. I could find me a pretty cushy little job paying, you know, decent six figures, ride it out, a lot less aggravation, a lot less death threats, but I do it for the country. Anyway, at that rally, a Rhino State Senator was booed because she voted against election integrity and she wanted to shut down this Maricopa fraud that's been, you know, this fraud they're uncovering in the vote count. I'm pretty sure in the very near future we're going to do a very in-depth look into that. And same thing's happening in Pennsylvania. I don't know if you guys saw that. So maybe we'll cover all that tomorrow. Because I couldn't get to everything today. It was just too much. But anyway, that senator was booed. Bill de Blasio was booed at an event. Joe Biden was heckled. I think we talked about that earlier, right? And I could go on. Joe Biden can't get any ratings. I haven't looked at the Olympics. We'll talk about that in a minute. I don't think it got any ratings. And here's another story. You guys remember the Today Show? NBC's Today Show. An iconic giant of morning television is the way that they described it. Had a devastating collapse in viewership. Smallest audience in at least 30 years. Here's what a longtime network news veteran with knowledge of the program's inner workings said. They said, it is a total fiasco. The show has lost its role as a cultural touchstone. The same is happening with The View. Anybody that goes against us, anything that is pro-us, you can get people to it. And I'm going to encourage you. We're about to start issuing, doing virtual events. We're going to start doing regular events, in-person events, now that these restrictions for the Wu flu have been lifted for the most part, even though they're trying to scare you with the Delta variant. And I hope you come. Because what we want to show is when you do leftist crap, you're not going to make it. If you do stuff that is about truth, it'll be fine. Anyway, they go on to talk about the numbers, and it's just a huge drop. Good Morning America, remember that show? It had already begun dropping. All these shows are going down. Everything supporting leftism is going down. I told you guys, the Biden town hall, the numbers were an embarrassment. Now, did you watch the Olympics? I don't know if many of you did. I didn't watch the Olympics. I will tell you this. I was, you know, flipping through the channels, and I'd see Olympics for Taekwondo and Judo and all that, and I almost clicked it because, you know, I enjoy martial arts. And then I went, it isn't worth it. It really isn't. I already know we lost. America, that is. And I don't like Olympic style for that stuff anyway, so I just clicked through it. But I was very close. I'm not going to lie to you. I was very close. And then I did, I saw canoeing. I did see canoeing, but it was by accident. My son left it on, and I was in the kitchen, and I was watching it, and I didn't know it was the Olympics until I got into the room and it said Olympic canoeing. Who knew canoeing was an Olympic sport? But it is. Turn it off. But there were a couple times I was going to watch something specific. It was like beach volleyball. And no, it wasn't for the chicks. They're not that hot. But long story short, I decided on a couple of episodes of Monk. And I would bet you money that many of you said, you know what? I'm not going to worry about it. I skipped the opening ceremonies intentionally. And then I was watching golf over the weekend. And I heard the two people, Rahm and DeChambeau, aren't going because they tested positive for Wu flu. And what's interesting about Rahm is he not only got the shot, he's already had it. And he's testing positive for Wu flu again. Don't even get me into, and we'll talk about the recall coming up here. But the FDA is recalling these test kits. I would be so livid if I didn't get to go to the Olympics because of a fake test. Rahm has had the Wu flu and he got the shot. This is a dude that's not even 30 years old. He sold out. But speaking of the Olympics, I saw two headlines regarding the Olympics. Before I ever looked at it, saw it on TV, anything, and America, leftists in America should be embarrassed because of these two headlines that I saw. I was doing research to do this show, and these two headlines would bring shame and embarrassment to the left if they had those things in them, if they could feel shame or embarrassment. But they can't because they're too stupid. Their brains don't comprehend it. Anyway, the first headline read this. China wins first gold medal in the Olympics. And as soon as I saw it, I said to myself, I'm not surprised. The coup against President Trump all but guaranteed America will have dismal performance in the Olympics and life as we know it. Trump challenged China. Biden sold out to China. It's really that simple. The Chinese are going to have one of their best Olympics. And I don't have to even guess about it. They will. The next headline from The Hill read, Team USA gets no medals to open Summer Olympics for the first time in decades. And as soon as I saw it, I said to myself, again, no surprise there. Team USA athletes, this is what they wrote, suffered multiple upset losses in the first official day of competition at the Tokyo Olympics on Saturday. The first time in decades the U.S. has walked away with no medals on day one of the Summer Games. A total of 11 medals were given out Saturday for events in archery, cycling, fencing, judo, air rifle and pistol shooting, taekwondo, and weightlifting. And that's why I said when I saw taekwondo and weightlifting, oh, and judo, I was like, nope, I ain't going to watch it because I'd seen this earlier. Olympic historian, they said the U.S. athletes did not receive gold, silver, or bronze in any of the events on Saturday. And Olympic historian Bill Mallon pointed out this was the first time the U.S. did not get any medals on day one of the Olympics since Munich in 1972, though Team USA also failed to medal on the first day of the Winter Olympics in 2018. And I don't even care about Winter Olympics. I mean, that's a Norwegian and Sweden in sports. I care about Summer Olympics. We have to go back 5 decades to experience an embarrassment like this. Keep in mind, folks, 1970s, that was when the Soviets were doping. So it was not unusual. I mean, it was amazing America could even keep up, even though I guess we were trying to keep up with doping as well. But the Soviets, they had women, seriously, that looked like men. I'll never forget this woman ran a 48-second quarter mile, and she looked like some guy's brother. I've never seen a woman look that manly and be considered a woman. Had kind of a Jufro and a mustache. Man. Oh, it was amazing. And the Russians, of course, were denying it. Anyway, here's my point. This is a metaphor for what's going on in America. There were a couple of Americans who were expected to medal. They were the number two in both their fields. I want to say Mary Tucker, here it is, ranked number two in shooting, and somebody else was number two, and both of them finished out of the medal, and we didn't get a medal for the first time in decades. And I said to myself, only fitting that in the era of Joey Demento that we wouldn't accomplish something like this. For all we know, Chairman Xi of China said, don't win, and Biden's near the boss.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now, with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Man, I wish I could have got in on this scam. I'm just too... I can't rip people off. But this WooFlu scam, man, I would love to follow the money. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I've taken 4 WooFlu tests. I had to take a WooFlu test in order to get a hernia operation. All right? I had to take 2 tests. I took one. I was positive. I had to wait a certain amount of time and pray, fingers crossed, it was negative. Now, keep in mind, they had the fast test that could tell you right away, and it was like 50% effective. It was 50-50. The slower test, they told us, was 70-30. 70% it got it right most of the time. Those are the tests that we are shutting down the country at the time over. You didn't even know if you had it. How many people do you know took the test? I can tell you, I was in the room when the waiting room of hospitals went away, and I'll give you an example. One woman said, I didn't know my daughter had COVID until we had to take a test for her because of some sporting event she was going to go to, and they wanted to make sure all the kids didn't have it. So her test came back positive. This girl had no symptoms, not even loss of taste or smell. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, that girl didn't even have it. She didn't have it. Now we're learning, and for the record, we already knew this. This is what gets me, is a 50%, a 50-50 test, effectiveness of the test that they were giving at an authorized testing center, charging like $165 to your insurance company, and then a 70% if it took like a week. They still couldn't tell you. That's like, would you go and say, I want a biopsy done, and we have a 70% chance of us determining if you have cancer? I would want to know a lot more than that before you're going to start cutting on me and giving me chemo. You better get it into the 90s. But we didn't. So here's what I'm telling you. All these people, they claimed that had it. A bunch of them didn't. They had regular flu. And I think a lot of people did get the Wu flu. I don't know how many in the typical flu season. What do we get? Whatever that number is probably what we got in Wu flu. But these tests, it turns out, they were completely bogus. The U.S. FDA issued its second, not first, people, pay attention to me, hit me now, its second class one recall. This is the most serious one that the FDA uses, and it's of a COVID-19 Wu flu test. The latest recall is 2 weeks after the FDA recalled another test for the same issues. Now, the first one happened May 28th, 2021, and the warning applied to Wu flu tests were sold by Lupu Technology, supposedly without FDA approval. And then the next one was on June the 10th of this year, and the FDA issued the second class one recall, and they provided a letter to public and healthcare providers warning them to immediately stop using the affected test. Now, I mentioned earlier, Rom couldn't go to the Olympics. DeChambeau, I forget his first name, Brandon or something like that. Two golfers selected for the Olympic team. Another person I heard about made the team, tested positive. They sent that athlete home. These are people that train years to make it to the pinnacle of their career, and some tests on a virus that isn't going to kill anybody at the Olympics, and they can't go. And then we find out what? It's a flawed test. We didn't find it out on May 28th. We didn't find it out on June the 10th. We aren't finding it out today. We knew it when this whole scam came out. I told people, you do, and I'm going to go on the vaccine here in a second. This is my vaccine rant. You would do better off taking a placebo, getting a placebo, giving whoever wants to take the shot, they would do better in a placebo than they would taking the shot. Because number one, sugar shots or saline shots aren't going to kill you. Not going to give you any kind of neurological disorders. Aren't going to cause your face to go palsy on you or you're going to get this. Not going to give you blood clots and not going to kill you. You'd be if it's that feeling you want that, hey, I got the shot, I'm good. You'd be better off with a saline solution. Let me tell you why. Because one of them, Rom, the Spaniard golfer that's now can't go to the Olympics, not only tested positive, he got the shot. All this was a couple of months ago. This guy has had the shot, and he's been, and he got the disease. No, he didn't get the disease, did he? I know he got the shot, and here's the point. He did everything he was supposed to do, and he should be clear. Yeah, he got the shot. Oh, that is it. He got the shot, and he also caught it. So, now, talk about your worst case scenario. See, they don't want to tell you this. The government doesn't want to tell you this. They don't. Think about if you go, and I don't know what you would take for it, but let's say you go for a cure, you know, and you get the cure, and you still get the disease. Would you want the word getting out that even though you got the shot, that you and your insurance company paid for it, you still got the disease? You know what their excuse is? Do you know what they tell you when that happens? They say, well, the disease was a lot less hard on you because you had the shot. The shot was supposed to prevent it. Hydroxychloroquine and a vitamin regimen will prevent you from getting Wu Flu. I can tell you this because I have family members that have been on that regimen and they have not gotten it. And they've been around them. Melissa, she was around two people. You hear me? My voice raised, so you know it's serious. She was around two people who had the Wu Flu. We didn't even know either time. And she's playing nurse rat, not ratchet, but nurse maid. Okay, nurse ratchet to us. And she didn't catch it. You want to know why? Because she's diligent. Hydroxychloroquine and vitamins. And never got it. Anyway, let me go back to this test. This test, why did they recall this latest one? They recalled the Innova, I-N-N-O-V-A, COVID-19 self-test kit, the antigen rapid qualitative test, and the antigen rapid qualitative test. They have two different configurations. They say if you have any of those, it's yielding an inaccurate result. And so, in short, you could have had a cold, you could have had a flu, or whatever. It got it wrong. You could have had nothing, and that test got it wrong. And there were people sounding the alarm bells on this from day one. They were saying that test will detect in your regular mucus, it'll detect something that will pretend that you have the disease. Now, here's what the FDA says could go wrong. This is from their website. Potential risk of false results. This cracked me up. The Innova Medical Group SARS-CoV-2 antigen rapid quality test claimed to determine if a person has had an active COVID-19 infection using a nasal swab sample and test strip. And then it goes on to say, however, it does not have authorization, clearance, or approval from the FDA. In addition, the FDA has significant concerns that the performance of the Innova Medical Group, blah, 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 it says it again, has not been adequately established at preventing a risk of false results. Now, what could it do? This is the part that got me. False negatives may lead to delayed diagnosis or inappropriate treatment, which may cause the patient harm, serious illness, and death. False negatives can also lead to further spread. And they go on to talk about that, where you can have long-term health care needs, blah, blah, blah. And here's the next one. False positives could lead to a delay in both correct diagnosis and initiation of the appropriate treatment of the actual cause of a person's illness. So the government has knowingly been giving people false positives and false negatives. Oh, by the way, one other quick point. One of my friends, two of them actually, have COVID right now. They have the Wu Flu. They got a prescription for what President Trump took, and people are not filling the prescription. They say, oh, it could do harm to your liver, so they're not filling it. They want you to be sick. Pharmacists are not filling a prescription that doctors are recommending, the same treatment that President Trump had. That's how bad this ruse is.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.